You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, which says, I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. Unity is not an easy thing to cultivate. We all have opinions, and one step beyond those opinions are our convictions. What can we do when our opinions or convictions conflict with those of another brother or sister in Christ? The first thing we can do is pray. The Lord invites us to come before Him in prayer continually. We can pray for His intervention and clarity. We can pray that He would soften our hearts so we remain teachable. We can pray that He would grant us sound judgment in the matter. From there, we need to hold our opinions and convictions up to the light of God's Word. If our beliefs conflict with the clear teaching of the Bible, we need to humbly admit that and make corrections. Thirdly, to encourage unity, we need to decide to intentionally love our brother or sister in Christ, even if we can't come to an agreement. We are one body in Christ. Our disagreements are only for a season. We'll be spending eternity together, so we might as well begin living in unity now. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. And we thank You for this portion of Scripture that's so valuable to read right now. We're grateful to be able to read this admonition that You've given to us about division and unity and how we as believers are called to live united with the same mind and with the same judgment. But we know, Lord, that our own attitudes and sometimes circumstances can make that a bit difficult to live out. We know, Lord, that this is frequently a struggle. We have opinions, we have convictions, we have personal desires and agendas, and sometimes those agendas and those desires conflict with those of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, we know that sometimes it can be a big struggle for us to live in unity with the same mind, with the same judgment as our Christian family. But Lord, we're grateful that You've given us Your Holy Spirit who lives within us. And He transforms our thinking, and He helps us understand Your will. Father, we're likewise grateful for the fact that You've given us access to Your Word. We can look to the Scriptures, we can see what You've revealed, and we can ask the honest question if our decisions or our opinions are conflicting with what You've revealed in Your Word. Lord, help us to do what's right. And by Your grace, we pray that we would not be divided about it. Thank You, Lord, for Your love. Thank You for Your presence. And thank You for empowering us to live in unity with our Christian family. We commit ourselves to You now, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus, 1 Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. This podcast is part of our listener-supported ministry. To give a gift of support of any amount, please visit desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.